producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Now into the second hour on this Easter edition. I want to thank all of you for listening and spreading the word. I'm Alex Jones. We're now going to go to a special report from InfoWars Nightly News. And when we return, we'll have excerpts of an extremely important interview we did with investigative journalist, best-selling author Daniel Estulin on the secrets of the Bilderberg Group, then Dr. Wakefield, Bruce Fine, and more.
There is an extra special and rare total lunar eclipse taking place this Saturday morning. It has some people worried for this Easter weekend. The blood moon is a rare celestial event, yet for the third time in less than a year, the moon will dip behind the Earth's shadow, appearing a deep coppery red for a few minutes. And this will transform the skies over North America, Asia, and Australia into a deep red color. Now, there are several interesting things about this particular blood moon. While some eclipses can last an hour or more, this will be the shortest lunar eclipse of this century. It's also taking place the morning of Easter Vigil, which is traditionally observed as the period between Good Friday and Easter Sunday. The eclipse also falls within the first night of Passover, which is observed by Jews worldwide beginning Friday at sunset. Now, according to NASA, the rare tetrad of four alignments in close proximity has only happened a handful of times in the last 2,000 years. The final blood moon eclipse of the tetrad series will take place September 28, 2015, which also happens to be a Jewish holiday. Many people believe that these lunar eclipses and their appearance on auspicious dates signals a world-changing event that's about to take place.
The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and terrible day of the Lord comes. Joel 2:31.
Now, there's something else about this tetrad series that's pretty bizarre. It happens to fall in a Shemitah year. This is something that hasn't happened for 2,000 years. Rabbi Jonathan Kahn points out in his book, The Mystery of the Shemitah, that these years in the past have brought down economies, kingdoms, and nations that haven't followed God's will.
A very major thing happened that escaped most people. The Shemitah began in the autumn of 2014, and what happened is within 1 week of it beginning, and remember the Shemitah can mean the fall, within 1 week, America was overtaken. Russia became the greatest nuclear power on Earth. It actually surpassed it the first week of the Shemitah. The second week of the Shemitah so came something even more major, and that is that the American age that began in the year 1871, when we became the strongest economic power on Earth, came to an end. America was dethroned. As the Shemitah began, it is now China has taken the crown of America. Now, I've warned since the Harbinger came out, I've warned that if we don't turn back to God, there is going to be the crown that America has worn as the head of nations is going to be removed. We are seeing the beginning of that right now. And so we are watching actually when the same week that the Shemitah began, Wall Street went crazy for about a month. Now, the pattern of the last Shemitahs have been that often at the beginning of the Shemitah, you don't notice anything, but there are often foreshadows. Well, the major thing, if something's going to happen, the major period is going to be coming up is at the end of the Shemitah as we approach September. That's the time of that wipeout. I'm not saying it has to happen, but I believe we need to be aware of it. And interesting, people who look at signs, one of the signs in the Bible of judgment is the darkening of the sun or an eclipse. Not that it always is, but it can be. On the day that we get to the wipeout day, Elul 29 of this Shemitah cycle, the sun's going to be darkened at that time. The last time that happened was 1987, when the sun was darkened at Elul 29. It led into Black Monday, the worst day crash in world history. I believe we are going to watch, if we don't turn back, if this nation keeps on going on its course, we're going to watch the fall of America or the shaking of America. And the American age that you and I and all our listeners have known since we were born is going to come to an end.
You can witness this rare event for yourself. The action starts at 5:16 a.m. Central Standard Time on the morning of April 4th. The Earth's shadow will slowly move across the moon, covering it entirely just before 7 a.m.
this.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
One of the only living people who has connections into the Bilderberg Group. I get some intel from people on the periphery, but I do not have a source directly inside Bilderberg. Daniel Estulin has written several international bestsellers on the Bilderberg Group. He's also written a thinly veiled fiction that, of course, really isn't fiction at a lot of levels. Just like Ian Fleming's James Bond novels were true stories put into a composite, and he now has released a documentary we're going to be telling you about today. So he's got the big scoop on where it may be held this year. Is it accurate, as some are saying, that it's going to be in Austria, and a lot more. Daniel, thank you for joining us.
Alex, it's always a great, enormous pleasure for me to be on the show. You and I go way back. In 2006, we had together, standing right in front of the Bilderberg Hotel in Kanata, Ottawa, when you were arrested, if you remember. Of course, you remember.
Yes.
Just before you came to Canada. And so we've been doing this for a long, long time. Of course, Jim Tucker was with us. He's no longer with us. But there's a lot of people out there who are doing what they can to make sure that this story doesn't die. And again, this global awareness, which you were talking about before, on the world stage, people are becoming aware more and more what's going on as a result of technological revolution, internet and everything else out there. It's getting more and more difficult for the global elite to hide their deeds.
Looking at what's happening, why do you think they're coming so out in the open? And then you've got the floor, because I could ask questions, but I want to know what's on your mind, the latest intel you've gotten.
Well, the Bilderberg meeting is being held actually in 2015 in Austria on my Twitter account at Estulin Daniel. I published a couple of months ago an information, a report that I got from my intel sources in the Ministry of the Interior of Austria, who sent me the report saying which dates that everybody in Austria has to be on the lookout. There is no holidays that week. I believe it's from the 9th of, I can't remember exactly the date right now, but it's the beginning of June, and it is being held in Austria, and we have the documents to demonstrate it. As far as what's going on in the world, the globalist elite, the reason actually all this information is coming out right now, is that the global elite are faced with the reality of seeking to dominate populations that are increasingly becoming self-aware and are developing a global consciousness. Thus, a population being subjected to domination in Africa, for example, has the ability to become aware of a population being subjected to the same forms of domination in the Middle East, in South America, or in Asia, or even in Europe, in Greece, for example. And they can recognize that they're all being dominated by the same global power structures. And that is the key point. Not only is the awakening global in its reach, but also in its nature. It creates within the individual an awareness of the global condition. So it is a global awakening, both in the external environment and also in the internal psychology. And this is something that the elitists, such as the Bilderbergers, the Trilateral Commission, Council for Relations, Pinay Circle, Bohemian Grove, and all this, you know, ONGs, Rockefeller Foundations, Carnegie's, every, you know, Hudson's and Hoover's, they simply, you know, can't deal with it right now because it's a new game. And this new reality in the world comes with the fact, Alex, that the world's population has never been so vast, presents a challenge to elites seeking to dominate people all over the world who are aware and awaken to the realities of social inequality, to war, poverty, exploitation, disrespect, imperialism, and domination. And of course, this directly implies that these populations will be significantly more challenging to control, both economically, politically, socially, psychologically, and also spiritually.
By the way, we're rolling some background footage of your new film, and I tell you, it looks like better than something you'd see on HBO. The camera work, the research, I cannot wait to see this. Tell us about your new documentary, Daniel, and how soon we can get a copy of it. I'd love to sell it on DVD or Blu-ray once it comes out at my store, but I hope it goes in theaters first. So tell people the name. Tell us all about this incredible documentary on the Bilderberg Group that you produced.
Well, we're in a post-production now. The film comes out at the end of May, beginning of June. We've been at it for about 4 years. It's our production. We've done interviews in 11 countries, Canada, the United States, most of Europe. We've traveled up and down all over the place. The first producer of the documentary was actually wiped out economically, if you believe in conspiracy or coincidence theories, when three banks called in loans on the same day, and that basically bankrupted him. So we actually.
And by the way, I separately know about this, not from you, but I know who the group was. Are we allowed to say who they were, or we shouldn't talk about it?
You can if you want, exactly.
Was that the guys with the Halcyon group?
No. The Halcyon Group, that's the major motion picture.
Yeah, that's the folks that made Terminator. Then they also came after them and took them over to stop your film getting made, right?
These are not the people who are producing the documentary. These are the people in Spain, independent producers, people who...
So this has happened twice, then, if I'm correct.
This happened twice. Once with the major motion picture, and now with the documentary, which is why it took us a bit longer. But it's almost in the post-production stages. I tell you a little anecdote. I sent a letter, an email to Martin Wolf, the Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist with the Financial Times, and I asked him for an interview, and I got a reply, and of course we're going to put it in the documentary. He sent an email, how dare you make a documentary about the Bilderberg Group. So the documentary is coming out at the beginning of June, end of May. We're in the post-production, and, you know, we're very, very close to the finish line. We're going to be over that finish line, and the film is going to be out. Worldwide release. There's a lot of international large film festivals who are very interested. And also Bilderberg has become a household name. The book came out 10 years ago, and now everybody knows about it, and I think this is the time. It's the right time, socially speaking, with all the changes taking place in the world, that people think finally are ready to embrace this concept that you've been talking about for about over a decade, and, you know, I've been talking about it for over a decade.
Well, you've got Nigel Farage in here. You've got just an amazing list of top people in your film. I cannot wait to see this. What's the name of the film?
It's called The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. It's based, obviously, on my book. It's actually the first documentary which is based on a book. Most documentaries, you know, are not based on books. But this one is based on my book, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. Again, it's going to be out in theaters end of May, beginning of June. And when it's out, needless to say, I'd be more than happy and pleased to go back on your show and talk about it.
In closing, I know you've got sources. I know a lot of it now is pretty much, as you said last time you were on, is put out at Davos, but what's on the agenda for 2015 in Switzerland or in Austria?
One of the key issues, Alex, is fiscal austerity. You know, this boogeyman term is back. It's kind of a vague term that is, you know, actually refers to cutting social spending and increasing taxes. And the effect this has is that the public sector is devastated as all assets are privatized, public workers, you know, are fired en masse, unemployment becomes rampant, health and education disappear, taxes rise dramatically, and currencies are devalued to make all assets cheaper for international corporations and banks to buy up while internally causing inflation, dramatically increasing the costs of fuel and food. And in short, fiscal austerity implies social destruction, as we're seeing right now in Greece, as we saw in Spain, as we saw in Portugal, and as we're seeing, you know, in Italy. And, you know, the social destruction of the social foundations of nations and peoples are pulled out from under them. States then become despotic and oppress the people who naturally revolt against austerity. And this is called the sterilization of society. And this is the term, again, this is the term, Alex, you're going to be seeing a lot more, you know, with the build-up to Bilderberg and then post-Bilderberg. We talked about this before. You know, terms like deindustrialization, zero growth, demand destruction. You know, they were discussed at these private secret meetings, and then suddenly they were front and center in major newspapers. Next big front and center newspaper piece is sterilization of society. It sounds awful, just the word sterilization itself with all the connotations. When it's not sterilizing society, it takes on a meaning of its own. It takes it, you know, to an nth degree, you know, of evil that, needless to say, we have to make sure we fight this.
On the other side of this break, we're going to be talking to Dr. Andrew Wakefield, who's recently been exonerated for his research on the connection between vaccines and autism.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting us.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative destroy Prison Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Nanoparticle parasites, termed viruses, will only infect the iron-poisoned, copper-depleted population. Parasites require an iron supply in the host to thrive and replicate. Just as chemical poisons, parasites are propagated via the food and water supply and vaccines. Those born after 1945 have the vaccine parasites. The vaccine parasites have a virulence level that will trigger mass activation now due to iron accumulating at an unprecedented rate. This is why disease, symptoms, and conditions are exploding in prevalence. Disease is caused by the same underlying condition, iron poisoning and low copper status. Measles, Ebola, enteroviruses are nanoparticle parasites. So when the officials say to prepare for pandemics, it is because they know of attempts to release a virulent parasites into the population. And they know the vaccine parasites are about to activate on a mass scale. This is the plan for expedient extermination of the population. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com. UnveilingThem.com.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
In Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe. Lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way.
In defense of human liberty, Alex Jones.
I'll be looking for aid when they pull that gate. And I hope that judge ain't
lying. Dr. Wakefield, I can ask questions. I can rant and rave. Brief the people out there where we are now in this totalitarian push, the forced inoculation. Now it's do or die. We're close to breaking their back. That's why we're seeing their Battle of the Bulge moment when, let's just compare them to Hitler. We've driven them back. We're winning, and they hit us with everything they've got. But you can see that Jeb Dietrich out there leading this attack doesn't have the moral high ground. He's going to fail. I don't care how big and black his army tanks are. The ground troops are out there with their bazookas. We're taking these tanks out right now. Let's talk about what's happening. You've got the floor.
And here's the thing. Those congressional, they're in recess next week. So they are coming back, many of them, to their district. You can go and meet them in your district. You don't have to travel to D.C., but you make sure that every congressman in this country is aware of exactly what's going on, because at the moment, pharma lobbyists are scaling Capitol Hill like orcs storming Helm's Deep. It's a hideous sight. And even though
you can see their huge offensive, I mean, this is Battle of the Bulge. I mean, they're throwing everything they've got.
And this is a matter between Congress and a congressional agency or a federal agency, the CDC. It shouldn't involve the pharma lobbyists at all. The congressman should have the chutzpah to say to them, this is none of your business. You may be indirectly affected by the outcome of this, but this is between us and a federal agency that has committed an alleged fraud. So get out of my office and wait for the result.
Well, think about with government-run health care that's run by special interests and written by it, they can just make us buy whatever, quote, health products they want, including tainted vaccines. This is super high-tech slavery. I mean, this is over the top.
Yeah, so please go to autismmediachannel.com, download those PDF documents, and get them in front of your representative. Do not hesitate. Next week, they will be back in district, and they will be available to you. So make it happen, because if we lose this battle, we lose it for a very, very long time.
Elaborate on where's the lawsuit going, how your colleague, the co-author, super prestigious. I mean, I looked him up, like you said, one of the top gastro experts in the U.K. or Europe. That's why they were so scared of you guys and had to shut you down, because you're smart, well-spoken, prestigious, getting results, helping people. Had to be destroyed. But they failed. You came back like the Phoenix, and that's so exciting. So break down where that fight's going right now as well.
Certainly. Let me start with John Walker Smith. When the GMC rendered their opinion and had their decision and had us struck off the medical register in the U.K., both Professor Walker Smith and I filed an appeal, and I did not get funded for my appeal. It would have cost me about £500,000, which I didn't have, to fight that appeal, so I had to withdraw mine.
Because they destroyed your livelihood.
That's right. His was funded, and he took it to the High Court. This was the first time it had ever been in front of a proper judiciary. The judge, Justice Mitting, destroyed the GMC, destroyed them. He essentially accused them of being incompetent, unable to handle evidence. They did not know how to. He accused them of being biased. They rejected evidence that was valid. They had no idea what they were doing. Yes, they did. actually, because they were doing it deliberately.
Well, they were setting you up.
They had been given their marching orders, and they were going to get a guilty verdict, whatever. And at the end of it, counsel on behalf of the GMC admitted, said, we're sorry, we know our mistakes were made, and we didn't handle this properly, and the judge said, it would be a shame if this were ever to happen again. You go away and you change your whole process of conducting these fitness to practice inquiries. So it was demolished. However, they got what they wanted, and that was taking my license away.
And now autism rates have gone, I mean they vary. The highest are in South Korea, correct me if I'm wrong, like 1 in 30-something. It's 1 in 50-something here now. It was 1 in 68. It was 1 in 25,000 30 years ago. I mean, I can see the children when I'm at the grocery store or I'm out in public. Kids aren't looking too good. And the babies aren't, and I mean, you go to a movie theater, sometimes the thing is just full of autistic children, God bless their little hearts, you know, babbling, and just going through hell. And I go to doctor's offices sometimes, you know, take my children to a pediatrician, and I'll be in there and there's like 15 kids and like 5 of them are autistic. I mean, this is an epidemic. Is it going to be 1 in 10, 1 in 5, 1 in 2? I mean, how long will this go? How many? I mean, does half the population have to be sitting in the corner in diapers, cussing when they're 15 years old, screaming at their parents before we do something?
I think the way to look at this, Alex, is look at the CDC's own numbers on this and look at the trend over time. It's now, what, as you say, around 1 in 50. If you extrapolate from that and you look at the risk for autism for a child born today, it's 1 in 25. And it's estimated that by 2025, it will be 1 in 2 children will have autism if nothing is done about it. And that is completely, the situation now is completely unacceptable. But that will be a disaster. No economy in the world can sustain that kind of attrition of its population. So something has got to be done immediately.
Well, yeah, something was done. Have you read Eco-Science written by the current White House science czar?
I have not.
It's pretty interesting. They talk about social engineering through medical systems, water and vaccines to get people in line. Yeah. Pretty interesting. It was written by, they think there's too many people, Paul R. Ehrlich, Annie H. Ehrlich, and John P. Holdren. And this book is digitally online for free. They try to pull it down when people find it because it's pretty shocking. This was basically adopted by UNESCO as a global shadow policy to carry out social engineering through medicine.
Right. Well, keep an eye on your copy, Alex. I might have to steal it before I go.
Well, you can borrow it. You're certainly welcome to.
Thank you. But, you know, and the other issue is, what happens? Okay, there are two elements to this. There's the epidemic that's occurring now, and then there are the children who are already damaged. What do we do about those children as they age out and they become adults? As you say, sitting in diapers at the age of 15, 20, 25, unable to cope, unable to deal with themselves. And we had a tragic case here in Austin the other day of a young man who was in a group home in the district, in the community, and a simple thing happened. I think someone stood on a DVD of his. He had a meltdown. He went running around the district, knocking on doors, and he was shot 4 times, shot to death. That these people cannot cope in the community. They have no idea.
It's scary when a 25-year-old autistic man's at your door, yeah. And we're sad he got shot. But, I mean, and cops are shooting them all the time, too, because you get some guy running at you screaming. I mean, it's...
Yeah. And nobody understands the problem. This is the problem. The people out there in the community do not understand what autism is or that these individuals have no sense of danger whatsoever. So what are we going to do with all of these autistic adults? And that's a tragedy, and someone here in Austin, Polly Tommy, is creating the Autism Trust to provide a long-term home for these individuals where they won't be drugged. They won't be simply put on psychotropic medications which have no indication in autism whatsoever but make life easier for the carers.
I think I met him out in Lakeway.
Polly is, you've probably met her husband.
Husband, yeah.
The husband and wife team. And
he was showing me all the stuff they're going to build the campus. Pretty amazing.
Absolutely, that's right. So, It's an exciting time for people here in Austin, but one of these places is not going to be anywhere near enough. You could deal where you could have 10 or 15 in Austin alone, let alone the rest of Texas or the country.
Well, I know a lot of personal friends, some quite famous people as well. I mean, you'll be on the phone with them, and, you know, their kids in the background going just over and over again screaming at them for hour after hour after hour. I mean, it is... I couldn't couldn't think of a way to debilitate a society better.
We'll be back with the conclusion of this important interview with Dr. Andrew Wakefield. Then we'll talk to the former top lawyer at the FCC about the FCC power grab of the entire internet and media system.
Hey, how you doing, Al?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality. Supermill Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots, saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency. They want us stunned and dumbed down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
Aging starts at the cellular level. When cells become toxic, they die early and aging sets in.
In the past decade, we have witnessed unparalleled scientific discoveries. During that period, key patented compounds have focused on mitochondrial growth, nerve growth, and rejuvenation. But no one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. We now have the synergistic solution, DNA Force, just one of the key compounds. BioPQQ is backed by major clinical studies and over 175 PubMed-listed published studies. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? The ultimate value, cutting-edge, trailblazing game changer that also supports the InfoWar. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. DNA Force from InfoWars Life.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Dr. Wakefield, again, we salute you for your groundbreaking work. And, you know, Galileo said that the Earth wasn't the center of the world, and they locked him up for the rest of his life. So we haven't gotten to that level, though they've been trying, and so we appreciate you.
Alex, thank you very much. It's great to be back. I think you're absolutely right. What we're looking at is a system that is in meltdown right now, and they're in meltdown for a number of reasons. You can only sustain a lie, a falsehood, for so long. And now that Dr. William Thompson, senior CDC scientist, has come forward and said that they have known for 13 years that MMR vaccine is causally associated with autism, and they have hidden it from the public, from doctors, from public health officials, from everybody. They've kept it to an inner circle of people who knew the truth all along and have allowed millions of children to be put in harm's way in the interim. And he could no longer live with that, and he's come forward with that now. And one has to hope that that goes before a congressional committee sooner rather than later. And if I have one message for your listeners and your viewers, it is that you must implore that your congressman take this very, very seriously and support Congressman Bill Posey's efforts to get this before a committee just as soon as possible.
Looking at this now, they're doubling down. It's like we're Jews in Nazi Germany that we don't want to get vaccinated. Arrest us, publish our names, where we live, come after us, take our children. I mean, they're really doubling down.
It's desperate, isn't it? And it's rather like Salem, or more recently, as you point out, it's rather like the Nazis banning Jews from using public transportation in order to avoid being contaminated by suspected infection. I mean, it's absolutely disgusting.
Oh, that's what they said. Yeah, you're right.
So we're seeing that kind of reaction now to what's happening. And it's very well orchestrated. It's heavily funded with billions of dollars of public relations fund, and it's failing. It's failing.
It is failing.
It's a lie. And if you have a vaccination policy in this country which mandates, which takes your children away, which puts you at gunpoint, which puts parents in prison for not vaccinating, that is not built upon public trust or confidence. That is a disaster. And public health policy, vaccination policy, requires the confidence of the public, and they have lost it.
Wow, this is epic. Think about it. In America and Europe, they're trying to make vaccines forced, and they're coming out with hundreds of new ones where companies lobby, and then government says it's the law to take it. They tried to have Rick Perry a few years ago run the hoax of saying it was the law with the Gardasil. I mean, there's no end to the depths. And as you said, I'm here following it. I'm here talking to the public. They're doubling, tripling down. It is backfiring. But it shows this totalitarian instinct that now permeates government.
Yeah, that's the notion of treating or protecting children against serious infectious disease with safe and effective vaccines is a laudable one. We both recognize.
I want them.
Absolutely. But the current schedule, and certainly MMR, meets none of those criteria. None at all. And we have a major, major problem. Let me characterize this. There are measles outbreaks apparently now in California and elsewhere. MMR vaccine, measles, mumps, rubella vaccine, does not protect against measles. Measles vaccine protects against measles. And the only recommendation that I have ever made in respect of MMR, is to give them separately and delay them so that you have an interval between each vaccine.
That's what the Japanese have done for 20 years.
Well, the Japanese are an extremely good example because the Japanese had MMR.
They don't want a bunch of brain-damaged children.
When MMR came in Japan, there was a dramatic rise in the incidence of autism. What they found is that the vaccine caused meningitis. The mump strain of the vaccine caused meningitis. Public confidence was lost, and the vaccine was stopped. And the uptake of the vaccine and the decline in the use of the vaccine exactly mirrors the rising and falling incidence of autism. Now, what happened next was that there was a dramatic rebound in the incidence of autism. It went up, skyrocketed. Why? They never used MMR again. But what the vaccine policy recommendation was in Japan was to use to give children at 12 months the measles and rubella vaccine on the same day, and to give voluntary mumps vaccination not less than 4 weeks later. Now that, in many ways, is still giving combination viral vaccines. So you're recapitulating the same problem that you have with MMR. Now, the kicker is, Alex, that the single mumps vaccine, the one that caused meningitis, when it was given on its own, caused little or no meningitis at all. It was when it was put into the MMR that there was an unacceptable level of meningitis. What does that tell us? It tells us that you get a novel, unexpected, adverse event associated with the combination vaccine that you did not get with the single.
And you studied this. Dr. Blaylock, who's coined a lot of terms that are now in mainline medical journals, says that there's basically an adjuvant effect of mixing them together. It just makes them many times more powerful. Mixing them, or what is it?
It certainly alters their behavior. And this was recognized as soon as they were put together. It's called viral interference. And they were concerned that it influences the protective immune response. There was no concern whatsoever, except amongst the Japanese, about safety. No concern. You cannot take three live viral agents and put them into combination and just expect that one and one and one equal three. They don't.
And I saw they're now coming out with some vaccines that are floating that have as many as 10.
Yes, for example, with the live viral vaccines, they put in the chickenpox vaccine. When they did that, it doubled the rate of febrile convulsions. There, again, is a classic example of more is not better.
But these inserts say they can give you convulsions. So why are we being attacked when the insert says all this?
I wonder how many patients or parents actually get to see that insert, Alex. I wonder how many people ask for it, and I wonder how many doctors spontaneously show it as part of the informed consent process. Very, very few.
Well, we told folks that there were some tips on to win the lottery in here, or maybe fantasy football, they might read it. But, I mean, if I was going to put any drug I want to put in my body, I don't care what it is, antibiotics, anything, I go read the insert.
You ought to know what's in there.
This is just crazy. And for those that don't know, each vial of the MMR or any other vaccine or drug in the box with it, by law, comes this. So they have this at Walgreens, at CVS.
I think parents need the choice. They need the choice. In the presence of the current concerns about the safety of MMR vaccine, they must have a choice of how to protect their children against infectious disease.
Well, I know you're here warning people, you know, as a doctor, and, you know, trying to save folks, but tell us about your story, recapping it briefly, where it is, where your lawsuit is, your co-author being exonerated. I know you're moving towards that. You've been exonerated with the whistleblowers, the previous studies, but this has got to really hurt the people that tried to destroy you, as just fate would have it, all this evidence pours out.
Well, Alex, I've been in this 20 years now, and that feels like many, many lifetimes. But we listened to parents who said that my child was perfectly normal. I'm not anti-vaccine. I took my child to get vaccinated. When I did that, they got the MMR, and they regressed into autism. And they also developed gastrointestinal symptoms. And as a physician interested in gastrointestinal disease, I recommended those children should get investigated for that. They were investigated by the world's leading pediatric gastroenterologist at the time, Professor Walker Smith, who you've just mentioned, my co-author on the paper, and he found that they had an inflammatory bowel disease. We treated that disease. Not only did the bowel disease symptoms improve, but the behavioral and autistic symptoms improved. It was the beginning of a fascinating journey, but we had to investigate whether the parents were also right about whether the vaccine had precipitated in this. That's when the problem started. And so Murdoch's brought his team of journalists along, Brian Deer. They came up with this extraordinary story that we had involved ourselves in fraud and deception, that we had made it up, there was no ethical approval, all of this kind of thing, while at the same time holding back from the General Medical Council inquiry vital documents that showed there was indeed ethical approval for this study. He knew throughout the investigation and the proceedings that he had in his possession key documents. That was an obstruction of justice.
Have you ever physically been around this guy? That was you. I bet you get angry.
I get angry, but, you know, it's not about me. It's not about me, Alex.
No, I know, but, I mean, this guy's trying to cover up what's going on with children. He's a despicable character, in my opinion.
Yeah, one thing I cannot forgive him for is the damage done to the children, because now we are many, many years on, and because the bowel disease in the minds of many was synonymous with vaccine injury, that had to be declared a fraud as well.
Because people were getting such good results in slowing or reversing it, God forbid we get a treatment for this.
Right, and the trouble is that all of those children did not get investigated because doctors were terrified of doing the...
Used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems and enhance overall health. Introducing the new InfoWarsLife.com. Oil of oregano formulation, a highly advanced nutraceutical form of this key herb that has been traditionally used by civilizations for thousands of years.
years to promote health. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market, sourced from top leading manufacturers to ensure a concentrated level of bioactive ingredients, extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy to use capsules. You will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Wild crafted from the Mediterranean oregano species that experts agree is one of the most powerful and most challenging to acquire. This winter season, it's more important than ever to secure this true form of oil of oregano. Now available in our limited first run at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. For a limited time, get 25% off on this introductory offer. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Live from Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
Bruce Fein, former general counsel of the Federal Communications Commission, uniquely positioned to be able to really tell us what's going on. I've never seen behavior like I've seen from the executive, and then the Republican leadership seems to roll over because they're licking their lips, I guess, to have all this power when they get a president in charge. So, again, I'm worried about an imperial presidency, not even so much Obama. But I am shocked by the left that if Bush was trying something like this, you would have just heard howls. And now they say, hey, you know, a lot of make Obama a dictator. He can give us some free stuff then. Just incredible political ignorance. So please finish up on that, Mr. Fine.
It's very, very important, Alex, in a democratic country like ours, you know, that we have government in the sunshine. There are a few things that need to be secret location of truth, but relatively few. Transparency, sunshine is said to be the best disinfectant. So we have a right to know what our government is doing. How can we give consent to a government that's acting in secret? And so the whole idea that when I was working as counsel on the Iran-Contra Committee, this is during Reagan period. I mean, President Reagan was having Secretary of State George Shultz testify, his National Security Advisor was testifying, Cap Weinberger was testifying, Secretary of Defense. It was all open in the sunshine. This is President Reagan. And now we have people like, you know, chairman of the FCC. I don't want to answer questions. I don't want to show up. Well, the Congress should be telling you, one, if you don't show up, we will impeach and remove you from office. Because you have an obligation to explain to the American people what you're doing and why, because you are their representative. You work for them, not for Obama. You work for we, the people who are sovereign. And if they are recalcitrant, they should impeach them or fine them $50,000, $100,000 every day that they don't appear. And you're right, it's stunning. Congress says, well, please tell us. You know, they wring their hands and do nothing. So they get treated, you know, like they're second and then third tier players because they simply won't stand up and defend their authority. But maybe you're right. They're just waiting for the White House so that they can be the oppressors rather than the oppressed. But that's not a very optimistic outlook for the future of the country. And I don't want to be oppressed by anybody in the White House.
Exactly.
Even a Democrat.
Well, also, they promised to release the 332 pages as soon as they announced it, and then they haven't released it, and now have the Washington Post making fun of anybody that asked to see it when we know they printed it up in book form, and they've been waving it around on TV for a month with this red tape around it. So I guess if they don't testify to Congress, why ever release it? They can be like the CIA. It'll just be secret.
Yeah, I mean, and say, secret government is antithetical to anything like representative democracy. How can you have a government that doesn't even tell you what it's doing? After all, we get to decide to approve or disapprove what's being done here. They don't get to issue by decree. You know, there are elections and things can change. And there's this arrogance that's totally antithetical to what our founding fathers thought, you know, a free and open government would be about.
Other points, where do you expect this to go? The Hill, and I think rightly says, that this has to go through a gauntlet, these rules, and that's why they're not releasing them. So I guess they think they want to win the propaganda war, that they're protecting the Internet before they roll this out by stealth. But that isn't working for Obamacare, because as they roll it out, it becomes more unpopular by the day. So why are they engaging in this tactic?
Well, they may be trying to bolster their defenses against what's sure to be a legal attack on the net neutrality rules. The Court of Appeals here, and the U.S. Court of Appeals in the District of Columbia, has rebuked the FCC on numerous occasions for overreach. And they may be worried that the shallowness of their explanations need buttressing before they're going to be an immediate appeal. And perhaps my expectation, Alex, would be that there'll be a stay of the FCC rules until there's a final court adjudication, which means there's years away, given the legal frailty of their promulgation.
What do you think is going to happen in your gut? I mean, the sense of Congress, the sense of the country, the sense of the other administrators and lawyers you talk to. Which way is this country going? Because it seems to be stampeding into an accelerated decline of the Roman Empire meets Buck Rogers. In your gut, where do you think this country and the world's going, Bruce Fine?
What we need is to restore our fundamental precepts as a country, which haven't changed in over 200 years. Human nature hasn't changed. You know, the empire psychology hasn't changed. And we have, you know, I think, Alex, anywhere from 30, maybe 35 years to completely reorient ourselves as a country whose influence abroad is the influence of example. We need to restore separation of powers back home, transparency. We defend ourselves, but we don't go abroad in search of monsters to destroy. borrow $18, $19, $20 trillion running around the world like Don Quixote, thinking that we can change cultures that are 1,000, 5,000 years old, if ethnic rivalries and despotism into democracies. You can't do it. You know, if you could, you know, those people who believe that, Alex, I say, let them hire me build a perpetual motion machine.
Sure.
It's truly stunning. Failure after failure. Afghanistan fails. Yemen fails. Iraq fails. Syria fails. Nowhere. Libya fails. All of that. They keep coming back and doing the same thing. I mean, after Libya is a perfect example. You got 126 militias. The whole thing is a Somalia-like desert land. And now we're going to visit the, you know, and remember, Libya and Yemen were viewed as the model that Obama singled out for pursuing ISIS. I mean, my God, the model? That's like saying, you know, General Custer's battle of the Little Bighorn is the model by which we'll fight the future Indian Wars. You say, my God, are you crazy? And we need to just totally repudiate this idea that we have some kind of obligation and expertise to cure all the ills in the world. Nice if it was possible, we will destroy ourselves as a consequence.
Well, I think
my view is Rand, if we can get Rand Paul and that philosophy back into the trajectory of where we're going as a country, we can save ourselves. Otherwise, we're following the path of the Roman Empire. It'll be just a matter of time. We'll bankrupt ourselves. We'll so overextend ourselves. We'll ultimately collapse.
Well, I agree with you. And in closing, you notice that Rand Paul won the CPAC poll, and he's nowhere in the news. And then they have a whisper campaign, the libertarian movement. Oh, he's not perfect. You know, he's not his dad, so we better not support him. He's the best in the field. That's why the power structure's coming after him and ignoring him, folks. I want you to briefly comment on that because you got to go. And then also, have you heard about the London Guardian? Our reporters have been up there. There's a giant five-story and then a four-story and a three-story complex with black sites where people died, where people are kept for up to 2 days shackled and aren't even put in the arrest database in Chicago to then ring these fake confessions. They send police lieutenants and others from there to then run operations at torture camps at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, Afghanistan, and Iraq. Have you heard about this black site?
No, there have been cases in the past. Yuri, I think, was one where people just disappeared into the jaws of the CIA and where you were kidnapped and held for years illegally. But I have not fully apprised of what you've described there. I don't want to miss the opportunity to explain Rand Paul. Sure, he clearly is going to be the one most attacked because he's challenging the military-industrial complex that President Eisenhower warned us about 50-some years ago. So they'll be making up all sorts of things about Rand and trying to obscure his popularity. And we need to remember, too, we're never going to get a candidate that is 100% everything we agree on. You know, no one's a clone of anybody else. He runs for office, and there are different demands than being a philosopher and writing something perfect. And we shouldn't squander, you know, the good on the altar of the perfect. So this is ridiculous to suggest that Rand doesn't deserve our support, you know, because there's a few semicolons and curly cues that we disagree with. On the fundamental issues of who we are as a nation and of liberty being the center of our constitutional universe, he's heads and shoulders above any other candidate in the last 20 years.
Sure, nobody else is saying end all the foreign aid. Nobody else is saying massively slash taxes. Nobody else is doing what he's doing. I mean, Ted Cruz is a moderate second, but I don't know Ted Cruz, but I know him. We've interviewed him, but I don't know him like I've known Rand for 20 years. I know you've known the Pauls longer than that. He's the real deal. That's why they're coming after him. We need to support him. Bruce Fine, thank you so much for the time.
Thank you. Okay.
That is a champion of the First Amendment right there and a guy of action. Bruce Fine, very honored to have him on with us, brucefinelaw.com. And finally tonight, I want to thank all of you for spending part of your Sunday with us and for spreading the word about the fight for human liberty, not just here in the U.S., but worldwide. Lord willing, I'll be back tomorrow in studio live, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern, for the three-hour InfoWars.com worldwide transmission. Until then, never forget, if you're listening or watching this transmission, you are the resistance.
Hey, everyone. You know, Mark and I were talking the other day about Guns80.com and how people really want ghost guns. They want 100% privacy. So Guns80.com is allowing you now to call them, give your address, and they'll ship you out with a money order or some very private instrument You can work that out with them. They'll ship you out a gun in a like a brown paper wrapper so no one even knows you have it. No records will be kept. It'll be 100% private. But you got to call them. 844-2-GUNS-80, 844-248-6780.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.